Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You see it all around you. Good love and all that. And usually it's too late.
That's 38 Special, bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend, the Reverend John Harrison. Certified financial planner, letters in both. That's when you know somebody's important, folks, when they got letters on both sides of their names. And John, thanks again for being here. Author of Making Mammon Serve You and a biblical manual for money mastery. I encourage you to find that wherever books are sold. Aspire, aspire.fa.com is the website. John, thanks again for being here. One of the things that that I know you've observed, and it's kind of a really sad situation in at least in America these days, is the amount of elder abuse that's going on, especially in the area of the financial part. Having looked after my mother for the last 4.5 years, and my dad before that, I was responsible for their finances, and I could see how well it would have been hard. The government kind of takes care of you to some degree, but only if certain things are in place. And there is plenty of opportunity for people to take advantage financially, if not physically, of elderly folks, isn't there?
There really is, and what's, I think, shocking to most people is where the abuse typically comes from. I see a lot of articles in magazines like Forbes, for instance, always reminding people to watch out for the unscrupulous broker or the con man who calls on the phone, and that person certainly exists. But the government estimates that 90% of all elder abuse financially is by family members.
No question about it, yeah.
And it's very easy not to see that sort of thing or not to want to believe that it's happening, but there are signs that people should have their eyes open for that suggest at least a conversation needs to be had, because not everybody who's, for instance, taking care of a parent is abusing them, but very often the perpetrator is someone who either has some sort of an addiction problem, like alcohol or drugs, or they're just a really burnt-out caregiver who feels underappreciated and due to compensation.
That happens. And you know, the thing is once the financial damage is done, there's nowhere to go to get. I mean, most of the time, you know, it's never going to get back, be paid back. You know, I mean,
exactly.
And whether they do it under the nose of the government or not. You know, in my case, I became legal guardian and conservator of my mother. That means I was in charge of every aspect of her life. I paid all her bills, managed all of her money, but the government oversaw me. I had to buy a bond. And the judges are, you know, I had to report to the judges. I have to give an accounting for everything. And I could have abused it, and if I had, I would have had to pay the price. But the thing is that if I were desperate, they couldn't have gotten anything back for it.
Right. And there's a lot of people who fall into the gray area because they have not become legal guardians.
That's it.
Servitors.
That's where the problem is.
Yes. And so, but what they are is they're joint signers on a bank account now.
Right.
And they can pressure the older person into making gifts or changing their will, often because the person is sick and frail and easily intimidated.
Or another thing, you know, and this is a big thing, you know, a lot of older people don't want to turn over their lives to their children. But what they don't realize is by doing that, they put them under the nose of the government.
Yes.
Of the judges, right? The probate, typically the probate court. So sometimes they're better off like that. But another thing is just cashing, countersigning and cashing a Social Security check.
Yes, yes. And, you know, even things like if you get a chance, if your parent or other family member that you're caring for is open with their financial statements. Sometimes you'll see things that don't look quite right. You know, an ATM
or something comes up missing in the house, right?
That's yes,
another thing.
Very frequent things get misplaced, and or a telltale sign is the older person gets uncomfortable discussing things in the presence of the abuser.
Right.
So things that you normally could talk about before, suddenly they're very nervous to discuss that with mm-hmm. a certain person present. That can be a bad sign.
Making the transition from mom and dad looking after themselves to needing help is a really tough time.
For all concerned.
It's a really tough time. But you have to do it, folks. And good. All I can say, John, is good luck. It's really tough.
Yeah.
But with baby boomers, with you know, our group, our age, our generation, there's a bunch of us. That's, you know, it's that should be your next book, John.
Yes, I mean 10,000 of us a day are turning 65.
How about that? Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
I'll look forward to it. Thanks.
John Harrison, ladies and gentlemen, a great member of our Brain Trust. AspireFA.com is his website. Check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.